I think it's very important because as we talk to landowners about the importance of all of these practices and different things that they should be doing on their farm, a lot of times they don't understand what it looks like, how they work. And so with these demonstration farms, we'll be able to put those practices to use and have about anything that we recommend on these brie farms. And then landowners will be able to go out and take a look at them and see, you know, how effective they are, whether they'll fit on their property, and, you know, just learn more about how these practices work.
What are some of the innovative conservation practices that will be demonstrated on the farms and that folks can see how they, kind of, I guess, the mechanics behind them and how they benefit?
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is most of the traditional practices that we have out there. And there'll be some new ones. We've been working with the TNC, which is a nature conservancy, on two-stage ditches and that technology and how that works. We've also been working with some of the universities, working with ARS on edge of field monitoring. So it's really not a lot of new practices, but it's going to be some of the ones that we've had and we've been suggesting for a number of years. And I think the beauty of these demonstration farms is going to be where these individuals will be able to go out and see this. Now, we do have farms out there that probably don't have any of these practices on it. And so, I think that the beauty of this is for those individuals to go out and see exactly how these practices work and what they think they can do on their own farm.
When we look at improving water quality and implementing these conservation practices, what are your hopes and for the demonstration farms and for those that are viewing them, and to bring them back to their farms for those that are visiting?
Well, I think what's really important is, as my agency, we're a voluntary conservation agency, and we take the volunteer approach. There's nothing regulatory about us. And so these practices are a way for landowners to do it on a voluntary basis with a little financial assistance maybe from us. And not all of these landowners are actually coming in to look for dollars, but a lot of them want the technical assistance to know, you know, for us to come out and walk the farm with them and look at what they're doing there and making suggestions. The basis of all this is called a conservation plan. We need to go out and walk these acres with the landowners and on each farm and see, because not every practice will work on every farm. And so we prescribe, it's kind of like going to the doctor and the doctor check you out and they prescribe something for you, just for you and not for the next person. So we need to go out and look at each one of these farms and walk them, look at them, then make a recommendation on ways to improve them. And then the landowner can decide, well, are these some things that I can do on my own? Do I need some financial assistance? You know, we don't pay for all the conservation practices out there. A lot of these landowners will come in and do just one, and then they will move on and do them on all their acres. And so this is very beneficial.
If folks want to find out more information about the demonstration farms or to visit to learn more about what's done there, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, they can go to the NRCS website and also to the Ohio Farm Bureau website. And I would tell you that this has been a great partnership between USDA and the Ohio Farm Bureau. They're the biggest farm agency, the biggest farm supporter in the state of Ohio, and a lot of the members out there are Farm Bureau members in these counties. And so from a outreach standpoint, from an educational standpoint, Farm Bureau is very good to do this. And they can reach most of these landowners. And this agreement that between the two of us is going to be very, really good, because we bring the technical expertise. Farm Bureau can do the outreach and get these folks to these places and work with its members. So we're working very closely together. But the NRCS website or the Ohio Farm Bureau website, there'll be links there to see where these farms are. Also, when there'll be field days, and for folks to come out and participate.